Lights, Camera, Sex by B.J. Hermanson. Narrated by Lily Ward. The Recovered Future. This is what it should be called. A film about hope and visions for the future in our performance-based society, which was later demolished by crazy love. The protagonist was a guy in his early 30s, successful in his professional life, and had a career as a publisher at one of the most prominent publishing houses in the country. He had it all. Social skills, humor, thousands of followers on Instagram, a fit body, and a close-knit social circle of guys of similar age, hobbies, and careers. Then, she came onto the scene. Perhaps one could call her the antagonist in this story. The character who represented evil love. The one who would destroy a perfectly lovely life full of hopeful youth, and the one who pulled down the guy into a gray, boring everyday routine. But everything would change when the first new lifestyle proved to be a blessing rather than a curse. With a director like Kirsten Abramson and a producer like Stefan Ackerman, the budget for this film was just over 20 million SEK. And the plan was to have this on the big screen in the biggest cinemas around the Nordic region. Right at the center of this circus was Malin, a 25-year-old woman from a mid-sized city. For her, it had been the dream of a lifetime to get to do this sort of film. Just out of acting school, she had struck lucky and landed herself with a prominent role like this straight away. She was the one who would get to play the considerate, loving, however slightly mediocre girl in the film. A significant supporting role, lots at stake. Perhaps the start of a fantastic career as a popular actress, or maybe the beginning of a horrible belly flop. Malin couldn't help but wonder why they had chosen her. The tutors at acting school had clearly explained that life outside the walls of the school would involve endless auditions and receiving rejection letters. Many of her former classmates were now working in cafes dotted around various cities, hoping to one day manage what Malin had just pulled off. Malin had certainly not been the biggest talent or the star of the course. Well, no Angelina Jolie, that's for sure. The only explanation Malin could come up with was that she fit the bill. She was the girl next door personified. Nothing over the top or pretentious about her. She was just adequately beige and would blend in anywhere. Good-looking enough, perhaps even adequately sexy if someone could give her a few pointers on body language and attitude. Just an ordinary girl. She was demurely ordinary, innocent, and radiated that sought-after characteristic of genuine kindness. Even if the film was supposed to praise the mediocre, Malin wished she was everything but kind and mediocre. She wanted to seduce anyone she